Hey there, this is Dominique, and welcome to the Experiencing Financial Contentment podcast. This episode originally aired as a video on my YouTube channel. You can find this and other episodes where I discuss financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development by visiting my YouTube channel or by visiting my blog at www.djhendersonsr.com. Now enjoy the episode. In this video, I'm going to be providing you with four essential tips to manage your finances like a boss. Get the pen and paper out. Hey everyone, this is Dominique Henderson with DJH Capital Management, and we're coming at you today on YouTube with some real good knowledge around financial literacy, economic empowerment, and personal development. Want to help you do more with your life and money and help you wade through what is the ocean or sea of information when it comes to financial services. I just want to give you some real plain English tips so that you can move the needle forward. And today, we're going to be using four essential tips that I use with my own clients to help them manage their finances like a boss. Let's get started. By the way, if you're not subscribed, what are you waiting for? Hit that button down at the bottom right now. And at the end of this episode, I'm going to be giving you a free bonus, but you got to listen to the end. All right, tip number one, you guessed it, it's about cash. Back in the day, there was this song called Cream. It was Cash Rules Everything Around Me. Dollar, dollar bill. Nah.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
I'm just playing with you. I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, so I know a little bit about hip hop. Suffice to say, cash is the lifeblood of any plan, whether you're a corporation or an entity. So the tip I would say is you have to manage cash flow like a hawk. The key to doing this, I believe, is just to live beneath your means, very simply. So in decisions on whether or not you buy a house, go for the 15-year mortgage instead of the 30-year mortgage. Typically speaking, you're going to save so much money in interest payments. Also, if you can fit into a 15-year mortgage from a cost standpoint, you're doing yourself such a great favor in regards to being able to manage your cash flow from a long-term standpoint. The other thing I would say is we all need cars. We all got to have transportation, but buy used instead of new, especially until you get to that, you know, let's call it approaching millionaire status, where, you know, a $30,000 or $50,000 or $70,000 car is not going to be that big a deal when you're worth more than $1 million. Last but not least, and this kind of goes back to my first initial point, is use a budget and pay cash. You know, stay away from the credit cards, or if you have to use credit, make sure that it's paid off every month so that you don't rack up interest balances that are very exorbitant. You know, most credit cards are charging upwards of 17 or higher in annual percentage rates for borrowing money. That's just not where you want to be. If you're paying out 17% to somebody, it's going to be really hard to be earning more than 17% just to make that money back. That's the way you should look at that. So obviously try to stay away from the credit cards, definitely stay away from accumulating balances, and pay cash. Tip number two is to position your investments for the long haul. You know, most investment research shows that you're going to get anywhere between an 8 to 10% average return when you're investing in stocks. Now, if you just do the rule of 72, which basically means take your return, divide it into the number 72, and you're going to get a number that is going to show you how often your investment will double. So if you were earning an 8% return per se, for example, and you divide that into 72, you get 9 years, which means that every 9 years your money would double, which is a pretty good deal. So if, as long as you can stay in the game for, let's call it 10 years or longer, you're going to probably earn that 8 to 10% and get a double on your money. The thing is you have to position your portfolio for you to withstand the ups and downs of a market. And typically speaking, the problem is usually not in the portfolio. It's in the mind of the investor. So the investment is not always the problem. It's the investor. Because once you make an emotionally charged decision to sell or buy at the wrong time, then you've basically blown up your investment strategy. So you have to have a way that you position yourself for the ups and downs that are inevitably going to happen in anybody's investment portfolio. When you position yourself for the long haul, if you need help, get professional help. And don't invest in anything you don't understand. These are going to be two things that will definitely help you stay with the game. The key is investing for a long period of time, starting early and controlling what you can control. Let's move to tip number three. Tip number three is don't pay more than your fair share in taxes. Now, you can typically execute a pretty good tax strategy by just taking advantage of all your employer-sponsored plans. For instance, 401ks and HSAs, flexible spending accounts, all things we've talked about before. I'll link a video up in the cards for you to check out a little bit later. But what I would say to your tax strategy is you need to review it every year. If you're getting large refunds every year, this is something that you need to review. Why would you loan the government $4,000 or $5,000 to be returned to you after 12 months with no interest? That's the definition of a tax refund. So what you would need to do is make sure that you're probably paying a small amount or next to zero, or next to nothing rather, when it comes to filing your taxes. This is something that you definitely probably want to outsource if you don't know a lot about it to a financial professional or tax professional. But I would say tip number three is don't pay more than your fair share in taxes. All right, tip number four is protecting your assets. And this generally goes to the discussion of insurance. So in insurance, you're always going to want to transfer the risk, or let's say protect or buy insurance on things that appreciate. And one example may be your home. Your home is an asset that will likely appreciate, and if something were to happen to it, it would put you in a pretty, it'd put you in a predicament. So you'll want to protect it by buying an insurance policy that would allow you to replace it if it were lost or become damaged. Another thing would be you yourself. You'll cover yourself with health and medical, possibly life insurance, disability insurance. All these things protect your ability to generate income. And these are assets, so you would want to protect them. The general rule around insurance is you're going to want to buy insurance, protect insurance, transfer the risk of loss to an insurance company rather than retain that on your own. Now, for other things that don't mean as much to you or would not have such an economic impact if you were to lose them, then you don't have to insure those to the degree that you would insure the other things. But as a general rule, you're going to want to transfer a lot of the assets in your life yourself, or you're going to want to transfer a lot of the risk for assets in your life like yourself, your ability to make income. If you were to pass along or pass away and you had a family to be taken care of, you'll want to buy life insurance and things of that nature. Now for my free offer. If you think you manage your financial house like a boss, I want you to have a way to find out. I got a free quiz. All you have to do is text the word financial house to 31996, or you can just visit www.buildmyfinancialhouse. And what I'm going to do after you take the quiz is I'm going to offer you some of my professional recommendations for free in order to cover all your gaps. I want to make sure that you're managing your financial house like a boss. And if you need help doing it, I want to be able to give it to you. So let me know how you did on the quiz. Leave your results down in the comments, and I'll be sure to get back with you with some discussion items for our next time. Take care. Hey there, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, please give it a positive rating and review at the same location that you downloaded it. If you've got any questions for me, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel and leave me a comment as I answer every single comment I receive. Now have a great and prosperous day.